This is Jim Speary. It's March 15th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a New Mexico pilot, warrant officer. Please tell me your name, sir.
CW2 Chris Griego.
Mr. Griego, I understand you do something different in the civilian world. What's that?
I am a firefighter for the city of Santa Fe.
And on your vacation, you come over here, is that correct?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. City lets me come out here and play a little army every once in a while.
On a serious note, Mr. Griego, we just finished a mission. Tell me what we just did.
We just had a ANA soldier got hit by an IED, had a amputated left arm, I believe it was, and a strapped onto his legs. So
this isn't, as they say, your first rodeo. You've been doing this a while here. Tell me how this is a little bit different than what you do back at home as a fireman.
It's a little different. I mean, in some cases, or in some sense, it's the same as well. I mean, back home, you got to be quick, you got to be fast, get in the truck, go to the call. Here, it's the same thing. You know, time is of essence here. You want to be fast. Every minute counts here. So, only thing is here is you have a chance of getting shot at. There's a lot of bad guys out there, and that want you down. And that's probably the big difference between here and back home.
Now, when did you decide to become a pilot in the New Mexico National Guard?
I decided probably back in 2004. I started doing my paperwork. I started doing all the tests for it, trying to get accepted into the program. And then I went to flight school in May of 2005.
Are you prior service?
I am not prior service.
And how old are you right now?
I am 34 years old.
So you were in your mid-20s when you, or even a little bit older, latter 20s when you decided to take this on and become a pilot. What gave you the idea? Where did this come from, and how did you decide to go from fire department to doing this on the side?
Yeah, I was probably about 20 years old. It was something I've always wanted to do. I'm a third generation pilot now. My grandfather was a pilot in the Marine Corps, and then he also flew for the New Mexico National Guard, Hueys. My dad was a 20-year active duty pilot. Retired back in 97, and that's when I moved back to New Mexico, and the rest is history, I guess.
Please tell me your father's name and your grandfather's name that were both pilots.
My father's name is Chester Griego, and my grandfather's name is Jimmy Griego.
Now, so we have a long-standing tradition here, and so when you go home on R&R, you get together at Thanksgiving, do they razz you a bit, or they say, oh, you flying the easy ones?
No, actually my dad flew Blackhawks as well as and Hueys, so he's been a big help. He was a standardization pilot back for the active duty. Even when I was at flight school, I would call him up and, you know, ask him questions, and it had been 8-10 years since he had flown, and he still was all over it. So he's been a big help for my career for the pilot.
Do you have immediate family back home?
I have a lot of immediate family back in New Mexico.
Anybody you want to say hi to in particular?
I want to say hi to my two kids, Mia. She's 8 years old, my daughter, and my son, Christopher. He's 5 years old.
Yeah. Well, very, very good. You want them to follow in your footsteps?
That'd be awesome. I wouldn't mind that.
That'd be four generations, right?
Fourth generation would be pretty cool.
Now, one final question. This is March and a lot of madness going on. I understand that you were kind of like working the brackets on mine. I think I'm going to win this one, right? Or you guys like forgot to tell me about the other ones. What's going on with that?
Well, we thought everybody saw those two or three games up there on the top of the bracket. But, yeah, I think I have this one in the bag. I think I'm the only one that picked North Carolina, and I think it's a done deal.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that missed a couple of games up there. Mr. Griego, I've flown with you before, and today's mission was just as exciting as the others. I want to thank you for taking time to speak with me, and thanks for taking me around in what you do over here.
No problem at all. Anytime, Jim.
This is Jim Speary, March 15th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.